الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I'm unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please all call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of keeping notes. And those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic is about the elderly, or respecting the elderly. Islam puts a lot of priority, if you will, over respecting the elderly. And the reason I brought this topic up is because I see more and more in the world that particular young ones are not respecting the old ones. And sometimes their parents may not respect the old ones. There were the older ones. There was a time when, I don't know how it is in your particular country, where if an older person told any child, their child from their lineage or someone else's child, or corrected them on something, it was no problem. The child would be corrected by the individual, and maybe even child, and that individual that corrected them maybe tell their parents what they did, and the parents would also correct them on that same topic or same behavior. But nowadays, if a person, for example, admonish a child who's doing something, then more than likely I will get a lot of lip, if you will, or a lot of back talk from the child, maybe even cussed out by the child, and from their parents. Maybe even be a point where the parent and or the child may want to fight me over the particular incident that I correct them on a behavior or the way they spoke or the way they act towards other people. And so that those things are changing. I don't know how it is in your particular country or your neighborhood, but I know in some countries this is what's going on. And people don't have a lot of respect for people who are elderly. Whatever you consider elderly is, or older person is, that's your definition, your choice. You can look in the dictionary and find out the definition of elderly. But we're talking about a person who was an older person, and a person gray hair, maybe no gray hair, and they should have a certain amount of respect. There was a time when, in some villages or tribes, where if an elderly person, an older person, is carrying a bag of groceries, for example, from the market, then more than likely, one of the younger children in the area, they would rush up and help and carry that bag for that individual to their house. And with no problem, not looking for any kind of tip or anything like that, or money from them. It's just that they just wanted to help that individual with the bags that they were carrying. So a lot of that is old school, old stuff. Old people don't really do that like they used to. Maybe some places they do it, which is great. And may they keep on doing that type of behavior and pass it on to the next generation, and then they pass on to the next generation like that. But for right now, it seems like a lot of this kind of behavior is being lost, where the respect for the elderly people, the older people, is almost like non-existent. Whereas you have some countries or some cultures where there's no way where they put an elderly person or the person in their home as soon as they get a certain age. I don't have anything to do with them. They're no good for me. They serve nothing. They don't serve any purpose for me. So I'm going to put them in the home someplace that's a better place for them. Where you have some country where no way would they put the older person, the elderly person, in a home someplace for some strangers to take care of them. And so a lot of things are starting to flip and become upside down right now in terms of the treatment of elderly people. Sometimes older people would tell a child, call me by my first name. My name is so-and-so, the older person would say. My name is so-and-so, and you can call me so-and-so. Not Mr. or Sir or Saeed or anything like that. You can call me by my first name, like we're on the same level, and we are not on the same level. We are not the same. Like a parent is not the same as a child or the friend of their child. They may act friendly towards them, but I am your parent, I am not your friend, and I'm not one that we're going to hang out a lot and do a lot of things together because you won't respect me because you expect me to dress like you, to act like you, to whatever you do. I'm doing the same thing as an older person, and so you really have, a lot of times you don't have the respect that due to me as an older person. And so I just want to mention those various examples, and it may be more, or may not exist at all in some cultures and societies. That's up to individuals and within your society. But in general, it seems to be a change towards and respect towards the elderly, which we should have. Now, in Islam, we have a thing where you have in one hadith, and it mentioned about wasagira al kabir, meaning that the young should greet the elderly. And this is from Islam, where the person who is riding greets the person who is walking, and the people who are walking, they greet the people who are sitting. And then the smaller group acknowledges, say hello or something like that to the larger group. Or the young people will say something to the older people. And that's how it is in Islam. Also, there's a saying by Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, you have an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lam yarham saghirana wa ya'rif haqqa kabirana Faz Lisa Minna. And basically what it's saying, or what I just said, was the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, those who do not show mercy to our young ones and do not realize the rights of our elderly are not from us. Faz Lisa Minna. They are not from us, not about us. And so the Prophet Muhammad, this is what he said, in terms of showing mercy towards the young people, and also realize also the rights of the elderly. Laysa minna, they are not from us, they are not from the companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or the nation of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And so he also corrected people. One time it was said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana wa ya'rif sharrafa kabirina. Here is saying, an old man came to talk to the Prophet, may peace be upon him, and the people were hesitant to make room for him. And so what happened, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he basically told him that to make room for this old man. This old man should be shown some level of respect Don't close the ranks and don't let the man in. Make room for the man and let him in and let him sit amongst us. And so you have a similar saying by Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. It was related that he is not one of us who does not have mercy upon the young, nor knows the honor of our elders. So this is very important. Respecting the elderly, honoring the elderly is very important in Islam. We don't throw them to the side. We don't kick them to the curb. We have respect for those people who are older than us and those people who are elderly. Even when we're making traveling, if I'm traveling two other people, three of us, and then the older one is really in charge of the group. Or the older one's the one that leads the prayer. If you've been in the Islam longer than me, sure, he leads the prayer. He probably has to know more than me. I've been in Islam longer than me. So it's respect, a hierarchy. So it's respect for those who are the elder ones. And we need to get back to respecting the elders. Because inshallah, Allah willing, each and every one of us, whoever listening to this into this class and to this lesson, his daughters, that inshallah, if you're not already there, inshallah, you're going to get old if you live long enough. And you want a certain amount of respect, not people disrespecting you and honoring you. You want people to respect you and to honor you. And you also have to show respect and honor to other individuals. And so I want to just mention one other thing. And this is a kind of a short lesson. And so what I mentioned to you are one other thing. And that is, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, when one of you leads the people in prayer, let him make it short. For among them are the sick, the weak, and the elderly. And when any one of you prays by himself, let him make it as long as he wishes. And so you see from this, just respecting those people who are behind you, those who are leaders, our leader, our imam, he's an imam, he's in front of us, the people who are behind, and lead them in prayer. Okay, I know he may know a lot of Quran and he may cite a lot of Quran. And he may feel it in his heart that he want to go and go and go. But he has to keep in mind is that there may be sick people in the group behind him. There may be weak people in the group behind him. People who are disabled in the group behind him. And elderly. And so he should make the prayer as short as possible. But if he's making it by himself, then he can make it as long as he wants to. And say as many chapters from Quran as he would like. And till he gets tired. That's up to him. And then he go through all the motions of making the prayer and stop when he wants to. But if you have people following you, the sick may be behind you, the weak may be behind you, and the elderly, the older people may be behind you, so you make it as short as possible for them and looking out for them. And this is sort of separate, and there's one saying the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is that if a person is leading the prayer and they start hearing the baby cry, then he needs to shorten the prayer because more than likely the mother or the father of that baby going to be concerned about the needs of the child and won't be concentrating on the prayer. So you make it baby start crying, then you make the prayer as short as possible so this person go and attend to the child. So I know this is a separate kind of thing, different from what I'm talking about, but my main focus for this particular lesson is that about respecting the elderly. Let's turn things around, and they're upside down right now. Let's turn it right side up and respect the people who are our elders. good morning. How are you doing? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just some kind of greeting, marhaban. Some kind of greeting that you're saying to them and showing them respect. Or maybe carrying their bags for them. In Islam, if you carry one way of charity, that you get charity is that you carry someone's bag for them or help them onto their traveling beast or their horse or camel or something like that. You help them on that. A person who is blind, you guide them. Or something in the path that's gonna hurt the people, then you move that thing out the path so it won't hurt the people. For Islam, we try to look out for the people as much as we can and so that the people will not be harmed. And particularly our elderly, we look after them as much as the best that we can. And we treat them with respect and with honor and respect that there's that due to them. And so I just want people to turn things that are upside down, turn them right side up, and start today and start now showing respect to the people who are your elder and are older than you. Give them the respect. And perhaps Allah will make it that when you get older, people will give you the respect that's due to you. And so we should be honoring the people. As the prophet said to the people, when a man wanted to talk to the prophet, he told the people what? He told them to make room for them. And also, Prophet Muhammad, he mentioned, as a minister of you, is that if we do not show mercy to our young and to our elders, then laysa minni, they are not of us, are from our nation. They're not from amongst those people who believe in Allah and worship Allah. And as I said earlier, wa sagira ala al-kabir, is that the young should greet the elderly. If you're walking past elderly people and you're younger than them, then greet them first. They need help, then give them the help that they need or carry something for them and treat them with the respect that is due to them. If other people treat them with disrespect, then that don't mean you do that. You do the opposite and treat them with respect. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.